Next is Amendment 1A024 by Supervisors Alexander and Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I mentioned earlier, Supervisors, the current tuition loan program that the county offers is for $1,500 cumulatively and at any one time. This amendment would expand that program to $4,000 at any one time and also allow students taking a semester loan going into the second semester not have to fully repay the first loan in order to finish out a school year. If you look at the rates for attending and taking classes at either the associate's, bachelor's, or master's level at UWM, Marquette, and El Verno as the options that I pulled, for example, many times $1,500 is not even enough money to pay for 1 3-credit course. So a county employee seeking to take just one course is not able to cover that at some of those schools. In other situations, taking out one loan and abiding by the 6-month repayment with the timing of the semesters does not allow the employees the opportunity to have the loan paid back before the following semester begins. And we're just looking to expand that policy for the benefit of the employees.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about having human resources come to the table and give some insight on their perspective on this amendment, but also, the financial implications of increasing the tuition assistance program, which is a pretty good program for our workers, but looking at the financial impact, so I'd like to hear from human resources, their thoughts.
The only part that I can talk about is for loans up, I believe it's up to $10,000, and there is no problem with any interest income, interest expense, as long as the whole loan is paid back. So a company and entity can make a loan up to $10,000 to an individual, and the individual doesn't have to worry about it, getting additional interest expense charged to them on their income. And what I'm saying, for example, let's say current rates out there for 5%, that you choose to do 0% to the individual for that. You can make a loan up to $10,000 to an employee and have no income tax effect on the employee. And as long as the full amount is paid back for this $4,000, then there is no tax levy impact for the county either. And again, if you do any type of program like this, you would have them sign an agreement that says if they ever do leave the county, that you would take it out of their remaining payments for anything else. If they have accrued vacation or other things, you would take that out of their balance to take the amount away from them.
Mr. Chairman, I would also offer the additional data that according to the Department of Human Resources, as long as Milwaukee County has offered this tuition assistance program for employees, there has never been an employee default on any of the loans.
Mr. John, you can go ahead.
Thank you. And I still would like to hear from Human Resources since they do conduct and run this program and get some more insight. But then also, am I understanding that this is every semester that employees in the program, they can borrow up to $1,500, and you want to raise that to $4,000, and does that mean, every semester you could say somebody wants to borrow $16,000 for the year? Is that what we're talking about, or are you talking about a $4,000 max?
I'll answer that since I wrote the amendment, and then, of course, at the committee's pleasure, allow Mr. Hanchek to comment as well. Currently, an employee can borrow up to $1,500. If an employee, say for a fall semester, borrows $700, they cannot get to the next semester and borrow the remaining $800 that would be allowed until every penny of the first $700 is paid back.
Gotcha.
Under this program, an employee could have up to $4,000 on loan at any one time. They can't have more than $4,000. So to answer your question of could they borrow $4,000 in fall semester and $4,000 in spring semester, no, they couldn't. They could borrow $4,000 in fall and then pay all of that back. They could borrow $2,000 in fall and $2,000 in spring. But even if we raised the amount and did not allow a cumulative $4,000 at any one time, then an employee borrowing $2,000 in fall would not be allowed to borrow $2,000 in spring until every penny of the first $2,000 is paid back. This gives our employees more flexibility with being able to cover both semesters of going to school to better their education. And Mr. Hancheck, I'm sure, could clarify as well that it would be a firm $4,000 limit.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, as I understand it, that'd be correct. If we set a limit at $4,000, we would track all the concurrent loans and make sure that they never exceeded that amount, and we'd restrict it to that amount if this is what was pressed forward.
How many people are in the program right now?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but off the top of my head, it's usually somewhere around 50 a year. If that, it's not a widely used program at all.
Mm-hmm. How many dollars were allocated, let's say, last year?
No, but most, no, you had 56 people, but I don't have the number of the amount of loans.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I've provided that number before, but I don't know it off the top of my head. I could easily shoot it to the committee members, but I can't. I don't want to guess at it.
Yeah. Well, without the information, I wouldn't be able to make a good decision to move forward. This is in a good spirit for our employees, but I don't know if we're ready to make this move, so I'll motion for denial.
Supervisor Stanford?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question was, how much money is budgeted for the tuition program? They don't know, so.
Don't worry.
That was it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I find myself in an interesting position here. I teach a couple of county employees.
Okay.
Every fall, for many years I can remember, since I've been on the board, I was a teacher at one time. And I still teach an American government class. It always, unfortunately, comes at the busiest time of year during the budget. It's a long class. And I have consistently told my students, and I think it's a three-credit course I have. It's 8 weeks. It's from 5:30 to 10 o'clock at night, so eight different times. And I've had county employees always over the years. And I've encouraged that, and I admire people who, you know, take the time. I mean, I know we've got these debates on what we pay people and stuff like that, and I have some sympathy on that, but I always feel and I go on my way to praise them and to say that, and most of them are taking so they can make more money, so they can, you know, go up with qualifications. A three-credit course, I teach at Upper Iowa, one of those satellite places, I think it's pretty good, and I think it's a little over $1,000. I paid my daughter. She's going there too, trying to get an extra degree. And so my thing has always been to encourage education, to encourage people to take the next steps to help themselves. I admire that. With busy, many of them have families too, children. And I think anything we can do, and I know the fiscal note on the last one too, I understand that. So I'm worried about these things too, of course. But this is something that, you know, if we're trying to help our employees, which we always are, that I think it's something we really could do. And they have to pay it back. It's not like we're giving them free stuff. And most of the federal loans, by the way, you have 5 to 10 years to pay back in a lot of areas and very low percentage. And I think it's an incentive to help our workforce and let people help themselves. So that's why I will would be in favor of this. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll on Supervisor Bowen's motion to deny?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Aye.
Fool us there for a minute.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb? I'm sorry?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Seven ayes, two two no's. The motion to deny amendment 1A024 is approved.
Thank you.